Waikiki is probably the world's best known and most heavily trafficked beach, and that heavy traffic takes a toll. That's a concern to the Waikiki Beach Special District Improvement Association, which held its first Waikiki Beach Community Advisory Committee meeting this week. Dolan Eversole is a scientist for the University of Hawaii Sea Grant Program and a coordinator of the Waikiki Beach Special District Improvement Association. He's with us in our studio to review the community concerns he's been hearing about. Good morning, Dolan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How serious is the erosion of Waikiki Beach?
Yeah, we've been monitoring the erosion of Waikiki for decades, and we have, through historical aerial photographs, long-term erosion rates. So we understand what's been happening historically, and we're, of course, monitoring what's been happening more recently. And I think what a lot of people can share are concern is that there appears to be an acceleration in some of the erosion of Waikiki Beach. A classic example of that, of course, is Kuhio Beach, right in front of the Duke Kahanamoku statue. This is an area that's experienced accelerated erosion over the last couple of years and has more recently exposed an old concrete foundation of what was the Waikiki Tavern. So we're seeing these what we call hotspot erosion emerging throughout Waikiki. And we're attempting to address that in various ways.
What are the various causes? I'm assuming there's more than one cause, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to put your finger on any one thing. it's, of course, easy to point to sea level rise as one of the contributions. That's not the main driver, though. This is what sea level rise will look like in the future. What we're seeing more recently in Waikiki, however, is a function of the fact that Waikiki is entirely man-made. So it is, from a geologic standpoint, out of equilibrium. It's not a natural beach. It's not in its natural state. So the beaches are constantly in flux due to a whole variety of things. But I think Waikiki is it's important to distinguish Waikiki as a little bit different than a natural beach, which is going to see the ebb and flow of sand season to season, year to year. Waikiki is a little bit different in that the beaches have been placed there over time, and so they're automatically out of equilibrium with the environment. So we're constantly having to deal with this disequilibrium and finding ways to make it more stable.
It sounds as if at Waikiki, that ebb and flow of sand that you describe at other beaches is not possible because of the artificial nature of how it got set up. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, it to some degree. Waikiki, of course, is highly variable from end to end. If we tend to classify Waikiki as the area from the Hilton Hawaiian Village up to the Kaimana Beach, depending on which district you're referring to. And some beaches do exhibit seasonal variation because they're more exposed to different swell directions and they move sand around. Other areas of Waikiki, like you described, are more contained. Like Kuhio Beach has the crib wall and the swim basins and tends not to move a whole lot seasonally because the complete restriction of wave energy in that area. So Waikiki is it's a very diverse area as far as what's going on. Some beaches are stable, other beaches are not. And we're trying to find a way to identify what the top priorities are moving ahead.
Well, in general, Dolan, how serious a problem is beach erosion, worldwide, statewide?
Yeah, Waikiki's no different than the rest of the world, where we are experiencing slowly increasing rates of sea level rise. Hawaii's not unique in that way. As a matter of fact, Oahu has a long-term sea level rise rate that is about half of the global average. So we're actually in fairly good shape here in Hawaii as far as sea level rise goes. We are anticipating that rate of sea level rise is going to increase in the coming years, and it's going to greatly accelerate in about 30 or 40 years. So that's one of the background effects. And of course, erosion of a beach like Waikiki is really important. Everybody agrees that Waikiki Beach has a special place in our community, economically, socially, culturally. And there is great interest now and maybe a renewed interest in finding ways to better preserve and maintain the beach And one way to do that is by forming partnerships. So we have a recent formation of a new beach association in Waikiki. You mentioned it earlier, the mm-hmm. Waikiki Beach Special Improvement District.
Right.
That is a nonprofit group and a form of funding for cost-sharing projects with the state of Hawaii.
Well, we're clearly not at the point where we have to tell visitors to bring their own sand, but at the same time, it's a shared concern for an awful lot of interest groups, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We have an ever-increasing number of visitors coming to Hawaii, and many of those visitors do want to experience the splendor of Waikiki Beach. So that's, I think, paramount interest is to develop ways to ensure that there is a beach in Waikiki for people to visit. We are conducting an economic study of Waikiki Beach now, and some of the preliminary results indicate Waikiki Beach generates over $2 billion a year to the local economy. So it goes without saying it's obviously has a tremendous economic value to our community. And beyond the economic value, of course, there's the history and the legacy of Waikiki Beach to our beach boys and our culture here.
Well, Dolan, as you study a problem like this, you study solutions at the same time. And what seem to you the most viable solutions that you're exploring?
Yeah, we're just embarking on a bunch of new planning efforts to look at Waikiki more holistically in a comprehensive way. There is an effort at the State Department of Land and Natural Resources to develop a master plan of sorts to look at Waikiki comprehensively from a technical engineering standpoint, what type of structures need to be repaired or replaced, looking at critical questions like where would we get sand from if we intend to bring sand to the beach. We're starting to look offshore to find sand sources. We're also in partnership with the Waikiki Beach Special Improvement District and the University of Hawaii developing a beach management plan for Waikiki, looking at kind of the first cut of what are the top priorities for addressing things like erosion in the near future. And then, of course, there's some low-hanging fruit. We talked earlier about this idea of there's a lot of sand leaving Waikiki Beach that's literally walking across the street.
Yeah.
It hasn't been washed off. So we're looking at potentially trying to find ways to quantify that and identify how much sand is being eroded off the beach by just being collected on people's feet, and what could we do to help mitigate that?
Well, as you explore those solutions, you have to sort of go into a lot of different areas, don't you?
That's right. So I'm a geologist, so I tend to look at these things from a long-term geologic perspective.
Yeah.
But, of course, we have to realize that there are a lot of other impacts here, and even looking at things like the economics of the beach play a big part in, well, how much money are we willing to invest into preserving and maintaining Waikiki Beach? And I think it's fair to say there's very strong economic interest in maintaining the beach. But it's important, too, to and we're attempting to do this now in engaging the local community of Waikiki and our stakeholders to understand what the social implications are of the erosion of the beach. There's, of course, a lot of history in Waikiki that we want to respect and preserve and maintain as well.
And yet you said as you're exploring sand sources, you're obviously exploring the idea of bringing sand to the beach. That might become a possibility in the future?
I think it's an absolute must. If we continue to let the natural processes take effect, we're going to see the complete erosion of major portions of Waikiki Beach, which I think most people would find unacceptable.
I think you're probably right about that. Thanks a lot, Dolan. Dolan Eversole is a scientist with the University of Hawaii Sea Grant Program and the coordinator of the Waikiki Beach Special District Improvement Association.